Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Monday, June 7th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news today and tomorrow, the city of Wauchula will be removing, prepping, and repouring hazardous sidewalks at Oak Street Park. A section of the park will be marked off for your safety. Thank you, appreciate your understanding. And on Friday, June 4th, Polk County Sheriff's Office computer crimes detectives placed 47-year-old Dwayne Andrew Franz under arrest, charging him with 45 counts of possession of child pornography, a second-degree felony, after a tip from his former employer, Duke Energy, led them to the investigation. Detectives served a search warrant at Franz's home on June 4th and interviewed Franz and his wife. Franz admitted to looking at child pornography, but denied storing any pornography on his previous employer's devices or laptops. During the search warrant at their home, detectives seized 20 flash drives, an iPhone, a mini digital camera, an external hard drive, and a laptop computer. All of these devices will be forensically scanned. If any additional child pornography is located, more charges will be filed. So far, Franz is being charged with 45 counts from the images and videos located on the devices from Duke and Coca-Cola. Your local events next Tuesday, June 15th, is the Law Enforcement Torch Run, supporting Special Olympics Florida. Photos will be taken at 10:30 a.m. and the event begins at 11. The torch run begins behind the old junior high school at 230 South Florida Avenue and ends at Main Street Heritage Park, 209 West Main Street in Wauchula. And your jobs here in the area, today's Dental Network is looking for a front desk receptionist. The perfect candidate would have a strong work ethic and strong computer skills with knowledge of front desk and dental insurance. CogniTutor is looking for a high school tutor, a high school diploma, or GED, and 1 year of tutoring experience are preferred. And Heartland Title Insurance Agency is looking for a receptionist, a high school diploma, or GED, and 1 year of Microsoft Office and customer service experience are preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY @gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Harney Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. Your weather conditions: partly cloudy. The temperature is 82 degrees Fahrenheit with the dew point at 73. Relative humidity 74%. Heat index is 87. Wind southeast at 13 miles per hour. The visibility was 10 miles. And the altimeter at 30.16 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:29 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, partly sunny this morning, then becoming mostly cloudy, highs in the lower 90s, southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, partly sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 90s, east winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with a 20% chance of rain. And Tuesday night, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s, east winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Representatives from Faulkner University, Alabama Farmers Federation, and the National Agricultural Law Center gathered last week to establish a three-year Alabama Ag Law pathway. AlphaFarmers.org reports starting next spring, first-year students in Faulkner's Jones School of Law may apply for admission to the pathway to focus on agricultural law. The partners will select one student for the program, beginning with a summer 22 internship at the Federation in Montgomery. One-fifth of U.S. beef processing capacity was temporarily knocked out after hackers attacked JBS, the world's largest meat producer, on May 30th. The ransomware attack, which the FBI says was perpetrated by a Russian-speaking gang that's made some of the largest ransomware demands on record in recent weeks, affected the JBS servers in Australia and North America, shutting all JBS beef plants down on Tuesday. Because most facilities were back up on Wednesday, there likely won't be any significant impact on ranchers or consumers. House Ag Chair David Scott warns the Biden administration could impose a significant financial burden on farm families with his proposal on capital gains taxes, saying any increase in estate tax for those taking over farmland is untenable. Agriculture.com reports Scott is one of the highest-ranking congressional critics of the president's proposal to end the practice of assessing assets, including land, at their current value when passed down to heirs.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charged cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
This is your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Maura Bennett. Climate experts are predicting another busy and dangerous Atlantic storm season. Ben Friedman is acting NOAA administrator and told the USDA News Service that there is a 70% chance that we'll see in the Atlantic Basin
13 to 20 named storms. 6 to 10 will become hurricanes. This includes 3 to 5 major hurricanes. There is a 60% chance of an above normal season and a 10% chance of a below normal season.
This is the same forecast experts made a year ago. But before last year's hurricane season was over, there were a total of 30 named storms and a record 12 made landfall in the U.S. There was more than $40 billion in damage, and tragically, more than 430 people died in those storms. While experts say the good news is that the La Nina weather pattern is not in effect this season, there are large swaths of warm Atlantic waters and weak trade winds, a combination that could be dangerous. Florida Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried posted a video telling producers and families to have a storm plan ready. Same message for Alabama, where Ag Commissioner Rick Pate just recently announced relief funds were finally available for producers following 2018's Hurricane Michael. Michael also caused losses to producers in Georgia.
Tune in to Tennessee August 10th through 12th, 2021 for the largest trade show for the cattle industry. The NCBA Trade Show has all the products and services you need to increase the profitability of your operation. The show will have over 350 exhibiting companies with over 7 acres of displays. Admission to the show includes education sessions, live cattle handling demonstrations, and a whole lot of fun. This is the show for anyone in the cattle business. Visit convention.ncba.org for all the details.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Maura Bennett. Thanks for listening. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. France's anti-competition watchdog fining Google $268 million for abusing its dominant position in the online advertising business. China's exports and imports surged last month. Politically sensitive surplus with the U.S. grew as the pandemic wanes in key Western markets.
Customs data shows China's exports rose 28% from a year earlier and imports soared 51%. Meanwhile, growth was leveling off after the country's stunning recovery from last year's slump. The trade surplus with the United States rose 14% to $31.8 billion, while China's trade surplus with the European Union was $12.7 billion.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Wall Street's benchmarks trading mixed at mid-morning, the key averages bouncing between small gains and modest losses. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. In the NBA yesterday, it was Atlanta taking a 1-0 lead over Philadelphia in their Eastern Conference semifinal series, defeating Philadelphia 128-124. One other game saw the L.A. Clippers advance to the Western Conference semifinals with a 126-111 Game 7 victory over Dallas. In the NHL, the Vegas Golden Knights have knotted the series at 2 games apiece by drubbing the Colorado Avalanche 5-1. Jonathan Marchessault sparked the offense with his fourth career hat trick 2 days after his tying goal late in the third period of the Knights' Game 3 victory. And elsewhere, the Montreal Canadiens have a 3-0 lead in the second round of the playoffs after defeating Winnipeg 5-1. This is SRN Sports. Major League Baseball yesterday, winners in the American League included Boston, Baltimore, Houston, Chicago, Minnesota, Tampa Bay, and Seattle. In the National League, winners were the New York Mets, Miami, Atlanta, Milwaukee, Philadelphia, Cincinnati, and the Chicago Cubs. One interleague game saw Colorado defeating Oakland 3-1. In tennis, Serena Williams' bid for a record-tying 24th Grand Slam singles title will continue into Wimbledon. The seventh seed Williams has been ousted in the fourth round of the French Open, falling to number 21 seed Elena Rybakina of Kazakhstan. Williams has won the French Open 3 times, but hasn't reached the quarterfinals in Paris since she was the runner-up in 2016. And in golf, it was Patrick Cantlay closing with a 1-under-71, winning the Memorial for the second time in 3 years. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for today: best friends are ready to die for each other, but will fight to the death over the last slice of pizza. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.